The spears are remarkable. They're up to 7 feet 6 inches long, with tapering tails. If you've got a tapering tail, it not only stabilizes it, but it can cause the spear to spin in midair, making it more accurate. And it seems quite possible that this was the type of long spear which was used at Broxgrove. Carefully sharpened, lethally sharp. Which raises the fascinating question once again. When did humans start hunting large game? The answer seems to have been that Homo erectus was fully capable of hunting large animals with pretty lethal spears. But whether he did this when the animals got into helplessly bogged situations, or whether he did it cold, is a matter for discussion. I think the first hunting started with Homo habilis of smaller animals, but the bigger ones, no question, Homo erectus was the first. How do we know this? There's another piece of evidence, another site. A site called Torralba, northeast of Madrid, in central Spain. A place where there's a deep, or was, a deep swampy valley about 300,000 years ago. This was an area frequented by large, now extinct elephants, who were migrating, apparently, between winter and summer grazing. This site was a swamp, and a remarkable excavation showed that these animals had either been driven or had got mired in swamp and now became helpless. They were probably killed in the swamp and were then butchered. And there was plenty of evidence from Torralba of butchering. This is very solid evidence that certainly people were not afraid to hunt a helpless beast, or perhaps to drive them. We can argue that the first Europeans were eclectic and flexible hunters who relied on hunting, scavenging, and plant foods. What they did not seem to exploit was small game, birds, fish, or sea mammals, as modern humans did almost at once. It seems that people were living now in relatively large groups at times, both to reduce the danger from carnivores and to improve the chance of acquiring large animals. Cooperative hunting was a powerful weapon now in the human armory. At other times, band size may have been much smaller, especially when plant foods were more abundant. All of this argues for considerable social flexibility and intelligence in Homo erectus, reflected in the larger brain size of these people. But they may have been incapable of integrating their social intelligence, their ability to share food and cooperate in the hunt with other aspects of human intelligence. We simply don't know. They certainly were not the sort of hunters that modern humans were, or indeed, as we shall see, that Neanderthals were. But they were certainly killing some large game. The fossil record for the first humans is as incomplete as that in Asia, but it does reflect considerable diversity. Apart from the 800,000-year-old specimens from Spain, a robust jawbone from Homo erectus, or possibly from a more evolved form, which sometimes is called archaic Homo sapiens, where there was some evolution within Europe, comes from Mauer in Germany and dates to about 500,000 years ago. A heavily built thigh bone of a human came also from Boxgrove, and that certainly is from Homo erectus, and is about the same age. By 400,000 years ago, humans lived throughout Western and Central Europe. There are occasional finds of fossil skulls, which show larger brain vaults and more receding faces, foreshadowing the Neanderthals of later millennia. Neanderthals, the epitome of the cave people, the primordial Europeans had an ancestry among these earlier humans.